Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Minister Donoghue. I must say that doesn't surprise me, the fact that he's been involved in 10 budgets. He has a huge economic understanding of the Irish economy, and I suppose his ability with the budget planning and crisis management, and a very good communicator with communication skills, you know, that he's, and also the fact that he's the president, the chairperson of the Eurobank finance ministers. It was inevitable, I suppose, that he would, this job would come. It had been mentioned some time ago, and it doesn't surprise me in the least. And I think that clearly, when you look at the Irish economy, where it is at the moment with 2.8 million people working, and you know, in 2016, I believe there was a deficit of two billion, and 2026 to be a surplus of 8 billion. So I think he's left the economy in good shape. Obviously, a lot of work still to be done, but I think his calmness and steady ship, he ran a very steady ship over the years. He has been effective in that job.
And the mantle has now been passed to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. How do you think he'll fare big shoes to fill?
Well, I've no doubt that he will do a splendid job as well. I think the economy is in good shape at the moment. I suppose when you look at the budget planning and all the, you know, I suppose Minister Donoghue was a very important strategic thinking person. I've no doubt Simon Harris will be equally as competent in that area. I think when it comes to collaboration, you know, that it's all about working with other ministers. And I have no doubt that, you know, the skills of Pascal Donoghue as a great working collaboration with another partner in government was very effective. And also the fact that he was duly recognised in Europe as the finance chair of the Euro ministers, you know, that which I no doubt that job will now pass to Taoiseach Simon Harris will be a big responsibility as well. So I think it's a loss for Ireland, but I think Pascal Donoghue's loss will be a big gain for the World Bank. But equally on the Taoiseach, I have no doubt he will do a splendid job. And I believe, you know, that locally, that I would like to congratulate Minister Feehan on his appointment as a junior minister, something that he richly deserves. And I'm so delighted that this appointment has been made as well.